You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Amazon is out with its short list of the 20 finalists for its coveted second headquarters. Detroit is not on that list. Sandy Barua is president and CEO of the Detroit Regional Chamber, and he is here with us now. Sandy, what's your reaction?
Well, certainly disappointed. We were certainly expecting to be on that list and surprised. I'm going to owe a few people some steak dinners because I bet that we were going to win this or be on the list.
So why do you think Detroit fell short?
Well, we've had a chance to huddle with Amazon at a very preliminary level, a very high-level conversation since the news was announced, and we kind of know some of the general parameters. I mean, first of all, you know, this is economic development of the highest order. This is the Super Bowl, so it ain't beanbag. We're up against, you know, over 230 other proposals from great cities who went all out just like we did. And when you get down to 20, they have to make some decisions. And where we are challenged compared to some of the best-in-class places around North America was around our ability to attract, retain, and develop talent in the long term. We're doing it now. We have a great track record, but it's relatively recent. Southeast Michigan has a reputation for losing people, not gaining people. And when you make a bet as big as Amazon is about to make, you want to make sure that you're someplace where talent is going to be attracted to and can develop over the long term. And secondly, regional transit. Regional transit is something that they cared very deeply about. We thought we had a pretty good answer for them. But again, that was a little bit more future state as opposed to the state of our regional transit system today.
You know, through the process, Sandy, of developing this bid and this hyper focus over a short period of time on what we can offer, what we've got as a region, what do you think we learned about what Michigan and Detroit can offer and can do?
So we learned a lot. First of all, the muscle memory that was developed in this regional approach led by Dan Gilbert and Mayor Duggan, hugely important for our region going forward. We know we can do big things like this and do them well. I mean, I've been doing economic development for quite some time now, and I can tell you the proposal that we put forth to Amazon in terms of its quality, in terms of its sophistication, in terms of its inclusiveness, was probably the best I've ever seen. And that's the feedback we got from Amazon. I mean, we did not make the final list, not because of the quality of our proposal. In fact, just the opposite. In fact, it was very clear in chatting with the Amazon representatives earlier this morning that Detroit, we were in it until the very, very end.
You know, Sandy, when Amazon made this request for proposal, so this RFP goes out, and business and political leaders all over the country scrambled and fell over each other to try to offer the biggest goodies. Detroit's bid had, you know, big tax breaks for 30 years and 20 years worth of employee state income taxes and that promise to spend $120 million on talent development. It just seems like cities haven't much leverage in this game, and they have to give away so much. Why do we do it this way?
See, I don't quite agree with that assessment. I know a lot of people think that, but you know, there are certainly economic development opportunities out there that are kind of incentive driven. And individual states and communities have to make a decision if they are going to play that game. In terms of, you know, fight for the very last dollar or put as much money on the table as possible. From our perspective at the Detroit Regional Chamber, we're very selective about when we recommend going after an economic development project that is incentive-based. For example, if it is a low-margin business but happens to employ people with not overly high skills and that we can find opportunities for Michiganders that may lack some of the 21st century skills and it costs us some tax incentives to do that, we would recommend doing that. But, you know, some of these projects where all it is just how much money you can put on the table, we don't always think those are the best way to go. And Amazon, what they were looking for, they weren't looking for the biggest financial package. They obviously, it has to pencil out. I mean, any business decision, I don't care if you're buying a car or refrigerator or locating your second headquarters, you know, the math has to work and you want value for your dollar. But at the end of the day, they're looking for a place where they could grow, a place that they could call home, a place where they could attract and retain talent.
Sandy, do you think other companies watch this and could see them following Amazon's lead? We'll start seeing more bidding contests between cities?
Well, there's actually nothing new about what Amazon did. What Amazon did in terms of their approach happens every day. I would say our economic development team at the Chamber is working on 50-plus opportunities at this very moment from companies around the globe. So this happens all the time. Amazon got front page news because, well, it's Amazon. It's bigger than a lot of the other ones, and very few companies do a bid for a second headquarters. But, you know, R&D sites and manufacturing sites and logistics centers and, you know, and kind of, you know, secondary corporate offices, you know, those are economic development project opportunities that are ongoing every day.
Sandy Barua, President and CEO of the Detroit Regional Chamber. Sandy, thanks for your time today.
You bet.